Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down watching Notre Dame burn, it's just one of those things. But sometimes you have those periods of life where you feel that way, and it could be related to not something that you're observing or being witness to, but rather not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You see, they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and you can't really absorb them. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, man, do you feel good. You can see your skin clear up. You got a lot more energy, and you will improve the quality of your life. And from now till April 21st, friend, write this down, a very special 20% discount, free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available until April 21st. So call today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But wherever you do, make sure you use my discount code, KMC, Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough.
beloved spire of Notre Dame Cathedral may not be standing any longer, but we have some important fires to deal with on the home front, so today we will. David Fisher, Todd Chapman, Gina Loudon, and Nicole Maliotakis, all in the green room, standing by. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
That was Cory Booker this morning. Not this morning, from over the weekend on Face the Nation. And he was talking about the president. Alex, play, if we can, let's play that soundbite one more time. I want you to hear the exact words that Cory Booker is using here, right here.
I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
All right, so what is the president doing that Senator Cory Booker, now presidential candidate Cory Booker, is doing, is claiming that the president is doing? What is he doing that is supposedly pitting one another against each other and making us less safe? Well, he's following the open borders policies of all of the presidential candidates for the Democratic Party. So what do you mean, Kev? He's advocating open borders. And the president's saying, well, if you want the borders open, I'm going to come dump people that we can't house in our facilities into your cities that already take on sanctuary status because you're working against the federal government anyway. So it should just be an amplification of what you want. Cher said the same thing this weekend on Twitter. She was like, my city is Los Angeles. We've already got so many problems. Don't send more people our way. We need to take care of our people first. She actually said that. We need to take care of our people first. It's like she was wearing a Make America Great Again hat or something. Here to comment on all this silliness is Nicole Maliotakis, someone who knows a little bit about immigration controversy, as she's been at war with the mayor on a time or two to try to not have unknown people populating her city of New York. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
So all of these people are complaining about what appears to be their own philosophical position on an issue. Am I reading that wrong?
No, absolutely right, Kevin. It's interesting because here in New York City, I've been one of the biggest opponents to Mayor de Blasio's sanctuary city policy because it protects individuals who are not just here illegally, but they are individuals who are also committing crimes such as sex abuse, patronizing a child for prostitution, welfare fraud, ID theft, grand larceny, and other crimes. And so these sanctuary policies are in place to protect people who are here actually committing crimes against other people. And in the state budget, we just saw that the governor and the Democrats snuck in a change in the law to reduce sentencing for misdemeanors from 365 days to 364 days, just so they wouldn't have to comply with detainer requests. Now, I'm the daughter of immigrants, as you know, and so I think we need to reform our immigration policy and make sure we streamline it and modernize it. But we should in no way be protecting individuals who are committing crimes against other people. And I don't know why the progressives really insist on doing that. I mean, they're going out of their way, changing laws just to protect individuals who are committing crimes against others.
We're going to get into a local New York State issue in just a second, but I want to stay on the national side of this story for just another second, Nicole. You've got San Francisco, who is the home of Nancy Pelosi, of course, the leader of the House Democrats. Not only has San Francisco adopted an all-out sanctuary city policy for their city, they reside in a state similar to the state of New Jersey now that has taken on complete sanctuary status within the whole state as a whole. And on top of that, then some of the larger cities within the country that are opening themselves up as sanctuary cities, Portland and San Francisco being kind of foremost among them, are also now withdrawing from the Federal Terrorism Task Force. that was developed after 9/11. Our friend Bernie Kerik helped design it, but it's a way for local communities that have suspicions that there may be terrorism activity preparing something in local communities to work with law enforcement and to work with national terrorism experts and the federal authorities that that monitor terrorism, to work with all of them together so as to thwart attacks and to stop things from happening that shouldn't happen. Nicole, if we have cities that are going to say, anyone can come here, we're not going to do any kind of vetting, we're not going to check anything about you, we don't know who you are, you could be the worst person on planet Earth, you could also be the best person on planet Earth, but you could be coming in with a lot of bad people, and those same cities start to withdraw from the National Federal Terrorism Task Force, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, we are opening ourselves up to future terrorist attacks, the likes of which we now see being made fun of by some of the new elected representatives to Congress, that New York actually suffered. Nicole, it's insanity.
Well, as a New Yorker, I find it really scary. And I think that, you know, a lot of elected officials are unfortunately misguided, and they are putting citizens at risk. And I think that that's, one of the most important jobs that we have as elected officials is to make sure that we protect our citizenry, keep our country, our cities, our states safe.
Yeah.
And when you see actions like this, it's scary, and I think it's something that the electorate really needs to take note of. Elections matter, and they need to make sure that those individuals who are putting our city, our state, our nation at risk, they need to be voted out. We have to make sure that that happens in the next election.
Nicole Malliotakis is running for a new seat in her next election. She is running for the congressional seat currently occupied by Democrat Max Rose on Staten Island. That sounds odd to me, Democrat on Staten Island, but I guess I have to put up with it at least for a few more months, Nicole. But one of the things that I hope that you will bring out in your campaign is the contrast between the official party positions of where Democrats are at and what you believe in, and would contrast that. And that's amplified by no thing better than what the governor did last week as it dealt with illegals pursuing higher education in the state of New York and Gold Star families. Tell us what happened in the position that the governor ended up taking.
Well, for the last 9 years since I've been in the legislature, the governor and the Assembly Democrats and Senate Democrats have tried to put forth legislation that would give free college tuition to illegal immigrants. Actually, it's something also that my new opponent, Max Rose, also supports and is on record as supporting. But what I will say is that this has now been passed in the state budget, unfortunately, this year with a change in the Senate leadership swinging to the Democrats. And what makes it very insulting is that, number one, we have not increased the income eligibility threshold for our middle-class families since the year 2000. So now it's stagnant at 80,000 household income, which means if you are a family with a household income of $81,000, you get absolutely no assistance from the state for tuition. If you are a graduate student in the state, you get absolutely no tuition assistance, because that was eliminated back in 2010 when the state faced a budget deficit. But here in the state budget, what they did was they took the taxpayers' money to now give free college to individuals who are here unlawfully, and it could be for as little as 30 days. So they're really snubbing our middle-class families and lifelong New Yorkers who have been in this state paying taxes their entire lives. Now, what they did to add insult to injury was then kill a bill the following week after passing this budget with the free college for illegal immigrants. They killed a bill in the Education Committee that would have provided free city and state college to Gold Star children, so children whose parents have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. And that, to me, was really unconscionable, and that is what has created such a national uproar. Even the President of the United States tweeted about it on Friday night, calling them out for this. And I think that this has really sent shockwaves, and rightfully so, because it's really unconscionable that their priorities is that mixed up, that they would put individuals who are here illegally ahead of American citizens whose families,
the children of heroes,
the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, the children of our heroes. It's just really disgusting. And Nicole, I appreciate your consistent fight that you have continued to wage to try to create justice in this arena. I'm hoping that that is, in fact, what you're able to do at the congressional level. Friends, go to NicoleForNewYork.com, NicoleForNewYork.com. You can also go to NicoleMaliotakis.com. But if you're challenged in Greek spelling, NicoleForNewYork.com is a little bit easier, and it'll get you at the same place. You can not only sign up and get her newsletter, but you can also donate to her campaign, and I would encourage you to do it. NicoleForNewYork.com, NicoleForNewYork.com. Nicole Maliotakis, we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nicole Maliotakis, thanks for getting us started today. Friends, I know that the fire in Paris and the collapse of Notre Dame Cathedral is on a lot of people's minds. I'll have some thoughts on that coming up at the end of the broadcast, so stay with us. Dr. Gina Loudon joins me next.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough Radio, thanks for being here. More details on my thoughts of what happened with Notre Dame before we're done.
Did you take any issue with the way Congresswoman Omar characterized 9/11?
No, I did not. She characterized it only in passing. She was talking about discrimination against Muslim Americans. No, I did not take that. I've had some problems with some of her other remarks, but not with that one.
That's just another unbelievably, unfathomably non-common sense statement by Gerald Nadler, who I've disliked since impeachment days. So he and I go way back. Anyway, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's the thing. If you are Ilhan Omar today and you don't like the fact that people are calling you out for basically belittling the idea that 9/11 was anything more than somebody doing something. If you're Ilhan Omar, and if you prefer not to be included in such controversy, stop wading into it. A very interesting person wrote on townhall.com over the weekend, no one forced you to take an honorarium and speak to CARE. Your characterization was callous. Your facts were inaccurate. Your attempt to deflect criticism back onto the words of President Bush standing atop the rubble of the towers, or President Trump's tweeted video in which he spliced pictures of 9/11 with her words when understood in context, revealed to us a continuing picture of who you are in your most core anti-Semitic and anti-American self. No one in America woke up one day and decided to criticize you out of the blue. Ilhan Omar, no one in America even knew who you were. It is clear that it was you who instigated this in your very short public life. Here to discuss is someone who has a lot of experience with human behavior, and I have not talked with her about Ilhan Omar, but Dr. Gina Loudon rejoins us. Now, Dr. Loudon, Dr. Gina, Dr. G, I love to bring these issues to you because I know that there's a clinical kind of understanding, but what do we see in the behavior of someone like Omar, who continually does rather provocative things and then revert back and blame everyone else that's identifying those overt things that she's doing?
Well, first of all, I want to say the author of that article was the one and only KNC. And Kevin, that is one of the best articles I've read. It is a must read for your audience. And I was just getting ready to tweet it. And it will be tweeted on my account at Real Dr. Gina because I think it's that good. The one thing you didn't say that I think is critical is that, you know, we're not talking about your average Muslim American here. Let's not be painted into some sort of bigotry that we aren't in. We are talking about a bona fide Islamist who is creating her own waves, much as you said. There was no controversy surrounding her. No one had ever heard of her ever in our lives until she came out being anti-Semitic. Then several people took a look at her background, you and me included, and found out, oh, guess what? She is patently anti-Semitic. Not only that, she has taken money from CARE. She has argued on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah. She has argued for leniency for terrorists. And the list goes on and on. The list is very well illustrated in your article, so I don't need to state it all. But her behavior and the American response to her is all created by her. And I think that's a really important point to make.
Well, and you mentioned that she's an Islamist. People say, well, that is that strong wording. Well, her one of her best buddies is Linda Sarsour, who, as an avowed advocate of the Muslim Brotherhood, as a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, as someone who has argued that women in America who do not follow Sharia law should be they should experience female genital mutilation. I mean, these are not, as you say, passive average people just going about living their lives quietly. These are people with opinions, and those opinions are giving voice to ideas, and they are ideas that are distinctively non-American.
Right, and they want to downplay all that, Kevin, but let's just take a bird's eye view for just a moment and be rational here. How many governments have risen and fallen over capitalism? How many people have been lined up and killed because of capitalist ideology? Now, you can argue, and there are parts of capitalism that are unfair, right? I mean, it's sort of a survival of the fittest in some ways. The people that are going to try harder, work harder, the people that are smarter are going to probably be more successful. That's a fact of capitalism. Is it a perfect thing? No. But how many governments have used capitalism to kill people? You really can't say that's happened. And when you look at socialism, which just is communism junior, essentially, let's not kid ourselves, that is the predication for the loss of literally every society in modern times and the demise of so many that we couldn't count them if you and I tried right now. So we need to put the framework in place, Kevin, to be able to come back at these people, especially in social media. And I always encourage all of your listeners and my own audience to be all over social media. That's how we win in 2020. No excuses. Be on there. But you need to call it what it is. You know, freedom lovers, constitutional Americans are not responsible for the lineup and shooting and deaths of anyone Whereas if you look at communism and its history, you look at socialism and what it becomes, Nazis were socialists. Let's never forget that fact. Every time they call you a Nazi, remind them who the Nazis actually were. They were socialists. And they kill people. And that's why we have to be alarmed. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the plain, simple truth.
Well, and I think that it is, I think it's troubling for the Democratic Party. I don't know how they're going to go about navigating this problem that they have, because, you know, the odds are every day that goes by that Biden doesn't announce, you don't have, he's probably not in the race. And he's the closest thing to center, though he is pretty far left of it, that they even have. They're going to have to wrestle with, as a party, who are we going to be? Are we going to be someone that is, you know, fundamentally on America's side, or are we going to be hijacked by this real foreign idea that it doesn't even really, I mean, when you add up Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, the three freshmen, they have the least amount of seniority that any group of congressional leaders have ever had, and they're not leaders, and yet they get every ounce of television time that they can possibly be given. And it's stunning that the opposition in America has gone so far away from what mainstream looks like just to try to keep their power. And it's one of the reasons why they can't get tough on immigration, because, as you've pointed out many times, Dr. Gina, they need new voters. And if they don't import them, they're not going to have them anyway. Always appreciate your
right on the horizon for Trump 2020. That's all I can say.
That's what I think. That's right. All right. Dr. Gina, as always, thanks for your insight. Appreciate it. Coming up, Todd Chapman rejoins us. I want to know a little bit about our project that we started in Haiti last week and where we are to date and what has happened. He will have that report for us next. Kevin McCullough is my name. We're also giving away a gold coin later this hour. David Fisher in the house. Actually, in the green room, getting ready. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Stay with us indeed, because my heartbroken observations of Notre Dame before we're done. It's a very busy Kevin McCullough radio today. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down watching Notre Dame burn, it's just one of those things. But sometimes you have those periods of life where you feel that way, and it could be related to not something that you're observing or being witness to, but rather not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You see, they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and you can't really absorb them. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, man, do you feel good. You can see your skin clear up. You got a lot more energy, and you will improve the quality of your life. And from now till April 21st, friend, write this down, a very special 20% discount, free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available until April 21st. So call today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But wherever you do, make sure you use my discount code, KMC, Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Last week, my next guest made a couple of stops into the studio to tell us about a very significant opportunity that, you know, sometimes we just need to do something good. Todd, I was thinking today, it's tax day, and coming up in the next segment, my money man, David Fisher, is going to give away a gold coin that we've been allowing people to register for since January for this opportunity. It's somewhere between $1,600 to $2,000 in value, and someone's going to win it and be very, very happy. And it's going to make their day a little bit better, especially if they were writing checks like you and I were to the IRS earlier today. But
as for the reminder,
as comparison to that, over the weekend, my kids were in the car with me on Saturday, and we're pulling through the Wendy's drive-thru. And I was remembering what we were talking about with Food for the Poor when you were here last week. And thanks again for coming back. And my 9-year-old started this entire conversation about, hey, Dad, you said something about us as a family going to start helping people eat in Haiti. And he wasn't putting all the pieces together. But as we were sitting there literally in the drive-thru line, and I think what jarred his memory was lunch. But it made him think about the kids that he had already started being told about and cares about, to be honest. He has a kind heart. And so I said, yeah, you're right. It's going to cost us $38.72 because we get the same lunch every Saturday. Mm-hmm. But for about $11 less than that, nearly $12 less than that, for just $27, we could feed a family for an entire month. And then the two younger ones began to ask questions about, well, how's that possible? How's our lunch, $11 more, and it's only one time, and you can feed a whole family? So we talked about all kinds of things, economies of scale and all that other stuff. But the truth is, 41 of the original 82 families that we have been trying to help have been scratched off the list. That leaves us where, Todd Chapman?
Well, we have 40. I'm sorry, Kevin, you glitched on me there for a second, so I missed the last
41 to go.
Yeah, 41 families to go. And, which is awesome. I'm so grateful that half of these families have been taken care of. But that's still 41 families that are today waking up literally not knowing how their kids are going to eat today. And, you know, I think at a very human level, Kevin, you know, if you just allow yourself to go there for a second, you just think, man, what if I were in that situation, if the bottom fell out of my world, whether it be here or in Haiti or anywhere, what would I hope and pray that someone would do to give me a hand up? You know, we don't have to think very long. And I think it's not a big stretch for most of us to say, you know, I think I could do X amount, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20. But when you consider right now that especially in a country like Haiti, where our dollar does indeed stretch quite a bit further to buy more food, especially when that food is donated like it is through Food for the Poor, I hope that encourages you to make a significant difference in one of these families' lives.
Explain how that works. There are some significant food contributions that come in. What we're basically facilitating is the delivery of the food.
Yeah, so Food for the Poor is 37 years old, and in those years has just developed tremendous partnerships with food production companies in the U.S. and actually all over the world, and even some nations that have a great crop production. And so the vast majority of the food that is donated and distributed by Food for the Poor is actually donated by these countries, by these companies. So when you're not having to spend money on the food, you can develop tremendous efficiencies. And that's why Food for the Poor is able to provide a meal for about 10 to 12 cents per person. Think about that. That's an entire meal. Now compare that to a domestic feeding program, right? Where oftentimes, and maybe you've given to one, you know, the local food kitchen or something like that. And by the way, I'm grateful for the work they do. It serves a purpose. But it's not uncommon to have a meal cost, you know, $2, $3, $4 here in the States for one person, a single meal. Food for the Poor can do that, you know, for 10 to 12 cents for families in Haiti that are starving. So again, you can make a huge difference with a small amount of money.
And if you did have the opportunity to say, I would like to take, you know, a tax deduction here, maybe you filed an extension and you're going to get a few more days, a $2,700 gift would help feed a lot of people. So that $27 multiple is kind of an easy thing to remember, $27 a month. $320 is what it costs to feed one family and to scratch their name off of the list of the 82 families we're trying to help. But we've helped 41 so far, have another 41 to go, and we need your help right now. 855, and I want to make sure I get the number right, Todd, 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. And when you call, you're going to be joining with other Kevin McCullough listeners that are going to say, yeah, we're all standing together to help those who cannot help themselves. This is a story, Todd, that would be a disaster in the United States, and the news networks would cover it stem to stern every single day until it got fixed. In Haiti, it's just what they call Monday, and that is really discouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, it you know, especially when you consider that Haiti is really, they're really our next door neighbor geographically. I mean, it's a 90-minute airplane ride from South Florida, so they really are right here in our backyard. And I know a lot of people, you know, there in the tri-state area, you have ties to Haiti. You know, maybe you're of Haitian descent, or maybe you have people, you know, at your church or social organizations or in your community that have some Haitian family. So it's really not that far from home. You know, it hits pretty close to home when you talk about literally 11 million people that are starving to death and don't have clean water simply because of the ravages of Mother Nature. But we can make a difference.
All right. 855-919-4673. Thank you, Todd. David Fisher's with me next. Stay with us. 855-919-4673. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down watching Notre Dame burn, it's just one of those things. But sometimes you have those periods of life where you feel that way, and it could be related to not something that you're observing or being witness to, but rather not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You see, they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and you can't really absorb them. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, man, do you feel good. You can see your skin clear up, you got a lot more energy, and you will improve the quality of your life. And from now till April 21st, friend, write this down, a very special 20% discount, free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available until April 21st. So call today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But wherever you do, make sure you use my discount code, KMC, Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Everywhere I go.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's so exciting because on this tax day, we are stopping everything else we're doing in the middle of this broadcast to do something that we've been looking forward to doing since the beginning of this year. In fact, it was January 1 that we rolled out the contest talking about a gold coin that was going to be awarded someone who was taking the necessary step to get some information. They got a financial survival guide for 2019 that has included in it David Fisher's newsletter. It's included in it many of his white papers, and the new ones that he will write this year will be included in that. And you can still get that financial survival guide at 844-604-2575 at no cost. It's a nearly $200 value, and so I would encourage you to get it. The newsletter comes electronically, but you're automatically enrolled. You don't have to pay anything for the tremendous value that that is. And it comes on a very fun day to award somebody financially with the winning of a contest, because this is the day that some people are writing checks out to the IRS. David Fisher, welcome back, sir. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me this afternoon on your show. And I'm excited to give away some things today to a winner.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what those prizes are. A book on coins that is really beautifully illustrated. What talk to us about the book just a second, David.
Yeah, it's a book called The Guidebook of United States Coins, all the coins that the U.S. Mint has ever minted from the duration of time when we used it as money, and even before the coins that were used in private mintage places. So it talks about the history of coins in the United States and a little bit about investing and the different types of coins and the purposes of it. A lot of history behind our money system, Kevin. We're also giving away a book on the Federal Reserve, which created or took over the money system in 1913. We're giving away a free consultation with myself on how to benefit from diversifying your portfolio by investing in precious metals, especially if we see a recession coming. And most importantly, a free gold coin. And I can tell
which
you about
was
the
minted
coin if you want us to do that now.
Yeah, that's good. It was minted the same year that Fed Reserve was founded, 1913.
1913. This is minted in the Philadelphia Mint. We have different mints, Denver and San Francisco, but this is a Philadelphia minted coin. Normally, when the government mints coins, they mint over a million coins, Kevin, in this era of time. But this particular year in Philadelphia, they only minted 168,780 coins. And normally, the survival of all the coins, there's usually over a million that survive in this particular grade called an MS62 grade. But specifically, this coin, only 2,200 are known to be in existence. So let's be clear, it's not rare, but it has some rarity and it really has some historical precedence. So the third-party price guide in my industry says it's worth about $1,825. We conservatively price it around $1,600, and somebody's going to win that and all four prizes today.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and so we have contacted all the finalists, and they are standing by, and it is now time to announce that winner, and the winner is Mario Felicioni. Am I saying that correct, Mario? Mario, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mario, congratulations. You're the winner of everything we just described.
That's excellent. I'm very excited about that. I've spoken with David at length, and Kevin, I listen to your show every day.
Wow.
And I couldn't be more excited about this. I don't know what to say. And I'm not one to be speechless, but I am speechless.
Have you ever won anything, Mario?
Never. Never.
Well, not anymore. You can't say never anymore.
I've never won a thing ever. This is like the first time, and I'm stunned. I'm really stunned. I'm very excited. Thank you.
David, he said that he had spoken with you in the past. Mario, I'm just curious, when you called Landmark Capital, how did you find the entire crew there? What was your experience like interacting with David's team?
Well, I spoke the first time on a riddle, you know, when he does his famous riddles. And
right.
I got the riddle, and there were a bunch of finalists on that, and I spoke to a guy named Ralph, who was fabulous, very nice guy, easy to talk to. And he got me in touch with David, and, you know, and you listen to shows, you listen to this and that, and there's always you feel a caveat there, you know, something that's drawing you in that they want something from you. But that was not the case with this.
Well, what I've always liked about David and his team is that they really want people to be educated about what's going on. And I couldn't be happier to know that you're a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And now you got this. Now, David, what are you looking forward to in that sit down you're going to have with Mario?
Well, I do remember speaking with lots of your listeners, Kevin. I do remember speaking specifically with Mario. And the reason we have two people, because we have a somewhat regular newer person on my team, Ralph. And when it comes to some detailed questions, he has the integrity to make sure that the person being Mario goes to a senior representative. And I'm one of the handful of the seniors. So, Mario, you actually got stuck with me. And so now we'll get to talk again, if you'd like. And we're going to detail things a little bit more for you, and we're here to help you. But obviously, there's no pressure working with our company, and we're big on education.
No doubt. And you know what? I got the books that you sent me, and I've read through those. And as I told you, I was trying to get some of my friends happily involved with this. It's a great situation, man. And you know what? Between you guys and the show that Kevin puts on, I mean, how great are things? It's fabulous.
Wow.
Fabulous.
No, that's wonderful.
I'm stunned, Mario. I'm really stunned.
Well, now you can share the good news with your wife and enjoy this beautiful 1913 $20 St. Gaudens MS62 gold coin. It's really going to put some smile on your face, I'm sure. And do me a favor, Mario, when it arrives, I want you to grab your Instagram or your Facebook or your phone and like videotape the opening of it, because the first time you hold a gold coin in your hand, it is a special moment. But we'll have to talk about more of that later. By the way, David is still giving away. You heard us talk about the coming bail-in last week. He still has copies of the white paper on hand if you're wanting that. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, as always, thank you for a great contest. We'll get back to talking about the economy and the markets next week, but so appreciate your love for my audience, and this has been a great time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and congratulations, Mario.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down watching Notre Dame burn, it's just one of those things. But sometimes you have those periods of life where you feel that way, and it could be related to not something that you're observing or being witness to, but rather not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You see, they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and you can't really absorb them. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, man, do you feel good. You can see your skin clear up, you got a lot more energy, and you will improve the quality of your life. And from now till April 21st, friend, write this down, a very special 20% discount free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available until April 21st. So call today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But wherever you do, make sure you use my discount code, KMC, Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to BreakthroughMovie.com. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So I'm looking at it from basically, I'm at the same level as the roof of Notre Dame, and it's just sickening to watch. There's crowds on the sidewalks in front of my house, and people are just devastated.
That was the picture a bit earlier this afternoon. It was really difficult to take this in today. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Because as Paris was going to their evening routine on Monday, and, you know, we're in Holy Week. There was probably some observance at Notre Dame yesterday. What the official word is that what Parisian authorities are saying is that there was a small fire that started in a area of the construction renovation that's been going on for some time that got out of control and eventually engulfed the entire thing. The kind of moving moment for me this afternoon was when the spire fell. If you've been on my social media this afternoon, I was right in front of that spire in October, on an uncharacteristically glorious October day. And we were able to snap some pictures, and it's a sad thing to see 853 years of history that took nearly 200 years to build. It was started in the 1100s, finished in the 1300s, to just see it, you know, come to its end today. But I am thankful, at least at this point in time, that no one has been reported injured and no one is dead. But there has to be an incalculable amount of heritage and legacy and probably artwork. And even in the structure that has been destroyed, a certain degree of architectural accomplishment and design that will not be there the next time people go to Paris to see it. So we send our condolences to the French people. It seems odd to mourn the passing of a building. But today I'm reminded of two things about this beautiful landmark. If you have ever been to Paris and you have ever seen her majestic towers rise above the River Seine, you know that it is a very calming and peaceful presence. But then if you think about the fact that inside of that place at some point in time, people worshipped God, and the God that made a way for them to know eternity, if you happen to be a Christian and a believer, then that was a focus of that location and all that that truth stood for. Very, very sad day on a lot of different levels today. But our thoughts and feelings are with the French people. The president of France decided to postpone, prime minister of France decided to postpone his evening address tonight so that the nation could mourn. But again, no injuries, and we're grateful for that on this night. So hug your kids a little tighter. Maybe take a look at those pictures if you've ever been. You'll never see it the same way again. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.